This morning's scripture comes from 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, 14th verse through 4th chapter, 5th verse. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For that time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes the book of St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through verses 8. Hear these words. The parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. And for some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads now and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock and my redeemer, I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this your church, in this your pulpit, to have read your sacred scriptures, and now to share my testimony. When it comes to faith and what we believe and what we stand for, sometimes we're very open about that. And yet there are other times when people feel very private about that. And it's really interesting in talking to people about faith and what they believe and how they believe, some people are hesitant to do that in a public setting. And it's always interesting for me as a pastor and also as a counselor to see what the role of faith is in a person's life. And as I've asked that question, I'll ask, have you ever shared your faith publicly? And I keep getting an answer that's kind of troubling to me. And that answer is this, that when it comes to the matters of faith, there are so many things that people argue about, but I really don't care to be a part of that. And I'll never forget one gentleman who came into my presence and we were talking through an issue, and then we're talking about the power that faith may have. And he was very, very closed to anything that had to do with a church, anything that had to do with God, because what he had witnessed in his life when it came to faith was arguments between people, between denominations. And he said, you know, I grew up in this faith, and then when I grew up in this church, they were against this, and they were arguing against this. And he goes, that's just not faith to me. And I really don't want to share what I really believe because I'm afraid it's just going to turn into a big argument. And so what I did was I started to make a list of things about faith and church that cause confrontation with people. And you know, that list was embarrassingly long. People fighting and over things like, you know, what's the correct way to be baptized? Should you be sprinkled? Should you be dunked three times this way? Or dunked three times this way? Struggles like that. Or people talking about the way that they think who in the church should be given forgiveness and who shouldn't be given forgiveness. And all these different situations. And so I can understand how people sometimes, when it comes to faith, become shy, become skittish. You know, Jesus had a lot to say about faith. And one of the things that we do sometimes is we can get so caught up in the technical aspects of faith and religion and denomination that we forget those things that Jesus came to talk about that were on Jesus' heart. And sometimes we're led to ask the wrong questions and get the wrong answers. And so Jesus, when he talks about faith in the scriptures, he means this. Our faith is the trust we put in God's love for us and how willing we are to serve others. Our faith is how convinced we are that God can take care of us, that God can forgive us, that God can heal us, that God can protect us from evil. The trust in God. In our gospel lesson today, we get a good dose of that from this parable that Jesus tells about this persistent widow. It talks about a faith that trusts no matter what, that doesn't give up when things don't go our way. And it's really interesting. I've never read in the scriptures where Jesus is really happy or pats people on the back when they argue about the technical aspects of faith. It's interesting that you never hear Jesus doing that. Even when the scribes and the Pharisees are talking about the scriptures, talking about things that should be done, should not be done, on what day, on what it should be, Jesus never condones that, does he? But what he does talk about are those things about our faith in God and trusting and knowing and loving him and having that persistence in what we believe, what we know our God can do. And so today, we get this parable of this persistent widow. Now, at the beginning of that scripture lesson, he says to us that this is for the disciples to hear. And I'm going to put us all in that category today because we're his disciples. These are for the disciples to hear and not to lose heart. And he gives us this situation about this widow. And you know, judges in those days were supposed to take care of widows. They were the ones that were supposed to make sure that widows were getting the justice that they deserved. Because in those days, if you were a widow, you could be compromised. And usually in those days, you know, widows didn't have a lot of access to money. Widows didn't have a lot of access to protection. And so judges of those days were supposed to do that. And this unjust judge that we hear him come out and say, he goes, I don't care about God. I don't really care about men. But this persistent widow has kept coming to him and kept coming to him about, please, will you rule in favor of the injustice that's going against me and my adversary? And Jesus says that finally that unjust judge says, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to do it because I even believe in God. I'm not going to do it because I really have compassion on her. The reason why I'm going to do it is I just don't want her bothering me anymore. Have you ever done that? Have you ever got a situation in your life where you're just like, I just feel so bothered, I'm just going to do this for the heck of it? How many times do we get phone calls and maybe get harassed or calls and calls and calls? I keep getting the same one over and over and over again about Duke Energy and new rates and this. And they call every number that I have. And I just get so upset. So finally the other day I just took the call and let the guy talk his way out and basically told him that I don't live at that address anymore. And it took me off the list. But I did it out of sheer, just, I didn't want him bothering me anymore. But we get this from Jesus. He says this, he says, now, if an unjust judge could give justice, what about somebody who's really willing to do so? What about a God who we know is loving and caring? Think about how much greater that God will act in our lives. You know, in the scripture today, Luke isn't saying that God is like the unjust judge. But what Luke is saying is that God is much greater than any type of things that about our faith that we think we would deserve or not deserve. That God's love is greater than anything. And so Jesus seems to be nudging us to be like that persistent widow when it comes to our faith. And that faith has to model our prayers. And this is the confidence that we should bring to praying. Pray with a kind of faith that counts. And we get this thing about to persist in our praying. And you know, there are things that we pray for here in church on Sunday and then they don't happen. And I wonder, there are things in our own personal lives maybe we pray for and doesn't come to pass. And what do we do? Do we stop praying? Do we stop seeking direction? Do we feel like we failed? Or do we persist in our prayers? And as I said earlier, you know, Jesus never prays those things of our faith that we argue about or that we find fault with, but he praises those who trust to hear God in their prayers, even when it's a dire situation. Jesus praises us when we trust in him and persist in our prayers. Now, what's interesting about this woman that we meet, this persistent widow, is that she doesn't give up. And she knows that judge has what could give her justice, what could restore her. She knows that, and she won't give up. I wonder about us as Christians. Do we ever have that same attitude that we're going to persist, that we're going to pray, that we're going to have faith because we know whom we believe in? We know who sustains us. We know who makes us able. And Jesus uplifts that model for our prayers and our persistence. You know, to truly believe includes trusting. Trusting Jesus, trusting God, whether it's raining or shining. I kind of like the analogy of giving Jesus the wheel of our vehicle. And, you know, you've got to trust that he will steer you in the right direction. And I wonder sometimes in my own life if I'm kind of, you know, when I was teaching my kids how to drive, you know, they're trying to steer and they're trying to do the right things. And every once in a while, what do? When you're teaching somebody to drive, you see maybe they're heading some way and you just grab the wheel and, ever done that? And we usually have some expletives we might even say as we get nervous as parents. But it's true. Do we give Jesus the wheel to our lives and acknowledge that he's a better driver than we are? Now, this woman could have went away without justice. But, you know, this was her faith. She believed that judge had what she needed. And as we proceed in faith today, I ask that we would all kind of pray about persisting in our faith, that God will give us what we need, that God will work in us in the way that he has planned for us. You know, it's interesting because as we talk about prayer and the different aspects of prayer, some of the most intelligent scholars, when it comes to religious scholars, say this about prayer, that prayer is not meant to change God, but prayer is meant to change the one who is praying. Maybe to open our hearts to understand the differences between what we think we need and what in fact we do need. And so we do pray. You know, as we go this morning, I want you to take that model of that persistent widow. There's a few things that we've talked about. Number one is being that persistent faith, that when we know that our God has the answers to our questions, that God has the answers to our prayers, we keep pursuing Him, and that God will work in and with us. And we know that we can't give up. We can't just back away, because God has a blessing for us in our persistence, just as that widow received a blessing for her persistence. My friends, God is above us all. God is greater than any judge on this earth. God is greater than any situation that you can be in and that you find that you're struggling with. And so I encourage you to persist in prayer. I love that old hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Anybody know that hymn? It's just a blessing for us, and I'm going to leave you with that hymn today and pray that God will work in your life, and that no matter what, that you will persist in prayer, because that's part of our faith, and that's a blessing we receive. And so I ask today that you be blessed by Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. I'll wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. The joys I feel, the bliss I bear, my spirit's burning strong desires for thy return, sweet hour of prayer. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. I'll wait for thee, sweet hour, sweet hour, sweet hour of prayer. I'll wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
bow our heads. God, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word, to bow our heads and pray every time we do. And Lord, we do. We find that our faith is in you and our trust. God, go with us now in this hour of prayer. We ask this in your name. Amen.